synagogues.
A noisy gathering of nearly 40 teenagers at the West London Synagogue. They're preparing to stage a special performance because this theatre troupe is composed of both Arab and Jewish Israeli teenagers. Trust can sometimes be hard to find between these communities, but like their opening song, these teenagers are asking people to give them a chance. Step by step, sour sour, which translates as slowly slowly, is the brainchild of the teachers from the Leo Beck Centre in Haifa. They invited teenagers from the Arab village of Ain Mahal in Galilee to join their Jewish students in staging a performance. The plot of the musical is drawn from the actors' own life experiences, which they shared when the two groups first met. The production, voiced in both Arabic and Hebrew, has toured in Israel and Switzerland. But it wasn't all plain sailing. Some of the teenagers were suspicious at first.
My first thought was like, what project with Arab, why should I do it? And now I'm glad that I've been in this project because it changed many ideas and thought about the Arab for me.
My dad say that yes, go to participate, but my mom was afraid because you know the relation between Jewish. My mom, when she see the show, she told me that it was amazing and it was beautiful.
The practicalities of rehearsing and travelling together helped to overcome the initial mistrust, and now the teenagers even visit each other at home. Some barriers remain, though, as I found after asking if there were any blossoming romances in the group.
We can be a friend and best friend, but we can be in a relationship like romance. We can't.
Unfortunately.
Maya Segal is the show's producer. She says despite the noise and drama, the teenagers' dreams are pretty down-to-earth.
They want the peace and quiet. They want to have a normal life. They want to be in love. They want to have families. They want to go to school. They want to go to university. They want to work. They believe in the possibility of peace. They really do. And they'll do whatever they can.
That report from John McManus chatting with a couple of teenagers. Our main news, the United Nations Security